presents The Milligan Papers, written by John Antrobus, starring Spike Milligan, John Bluthal, Chris Langan, John Antrobus, George Chisholm, and his Gentlemen of Jazz. Jonah and the Whale. Our story opens in the Balham Labor Exchange.
Name?
Jonah.
Occupation?
Prophet.
Previous employment?
Nil.
Tottenham Hotspur?
Three.
Would you be willing to travel to work?
As long as I don't get there.
Place of birth?
Three.
Have you any special skills?
Well, not getting the laugh must be fine anyway. I can massage eggs without breaking them while standing on one leg in a batter custard while whistling Ave Maria in Latvian. But of course, there isn't much call for that type of work.
Right, yes. Will you take any employment that is offered to you?
Could you rephrase that?
Yes. Is that employment any you that offered with you?
Evasive answer.
So, you refuse to work?
On religious grounds.
Like what?
Like a church cemetery.
You refuse to work on religious grounds like a church cemetery?
Yes, I have an innate fear of drowning.
Most church cemeteries are inland.
Yes, that makes it more difficult for the lifeboats to get to me.
Would you describe yourself as incorrigible?
Well, all right. I am incorrigible. There.
I'm finished with you.
Darling. That's what I'd like to talk to you about. I feel humiliated and degraded.
You wish to complain about that?
No, I want to thank you for that, darling. Humiliating and degrading me, it's very good for the religious types. That's why I'd like to go round again.
Please remove that man. Get him out of here. Quick.
Thank you.
Off you go.
Thank you for ejecting and giving me no money. It's most ennobling and... Thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you for knocking me down and breaking my legs. It was my fault for being on the pavement. A prophet is without honour in his own country. That is how it should be. He should expect it to be knocked down every 2 minutes. Oh, you're late. Two ounces of shag, please. I think there's a touch of the double entendre in that.
Certainly. Wait a minute. Aren't you one Jonah?
Yes. I counted me this morning and I came to a total of one Jonah.
Don't you recognize me, Jonah? I am God.
Good God. What are you doing running a tobacconist?
Well, I had to use my redundancy money for something.
Yeah. I used to see you preaching in the parks. You're the God of Balham, aren't you?
That is correct. You're right there, man.
You used to have terrible arguments with the God of Tooting, didn't you?
Right.
Do you still do walking underwater?
No, only Lino did this.
Oh, I find you hard to believe.
What, man, that I am God of all the world?
No, charging me £4.30 for 2 ounces of shag.
Look, I throw in a packet of licorice papers if you be my prophet, Jonah. In return, I shall have to command complete obedience for the rest of your life.
But those hours sound a bit long. Would you throw in another couple of ounces of shag?
Yes, Jonah. All that I have is yours, man.
Right. All at the Evening Standard, then.
Paper being handed across, acting.
What? That's an instruction, you twit. That's what you say.
Never mind. Tar God. You sound like a tar God to me.
Anything else?
No, I'm satisfied, God. What do you want me to do then? Look after the shop?
No, Jonah. I shall appear unto you in the fullness of time in a burning bush.
Holy smoke!
It used to be funny and raise a laugh. I can't understand.
And so did Jonah continue for many a day, visiting God and his tobacconists, and taking therefrom shag, papers, licorice, and the Evening Standard. Yea, verily, he took all these and much more from God. And never once did God complain or put under the slate these things. No, all things were given to Jonah, his beloved. But one day did God appear unto him as he had promised so to do. And God did shout through his letterbox,
Jonah! Get these to Nineveh and cry out against the wicked city.
Jonah was so troubled, for he did not expect God to shout through his letterbox like I heard. And he knew not of Nineveh, and straightway did he consult with an atlas.
So you want to build up your strength, do you?
Yes. I've stopped doing it.
No, I'm glad to hear. Tell me, Jonah, you're ashamed, are you, when you stand in front of the mirror and flex your muscles?
No. I'm just ashamed when I stand in front of the mirror. I don't lay down, they bury me.
Yes. What happens when you put your bathing trunks on?
But they fall down. And I get arrested for mini flashing.
Did you bring your checkbook with you?
No. I'm too weak to carry it.
For money?
Oh, money is too heavy for me. I get financial rupture.
What's that?
A lump sum. Six lump. Out of 10 for ground, I'd say.
Some lump had me fooled.
Oh. Oh, well, did you?
How did you
What are you doing later tonight?
I'm doing this. How did you plan to pay for this miraculous bodybuilding course?
By entering for the alternative Miss Third World competition. And,
Third World?
And winning at Third World. I said Third World. And winning a candlelit supper for two with Ian Paisley.
Let's pull this one.
Thank you for throwing me out of the window during that laugh. Truly a shattering experience.
At home, Jonah met with yet more discouragement.
Thank you for that discouraging announcement. Oh, hello. Hello, dear.
Nineveh? No one goes to Nineveh. It's a dump. My sister got molested there.
Your sister gets molested everywhere. She charges £1 an hour.
Well, the Harrises went to Nineveh last year for a fortnight, and they got Montezuma's revenge. Bombay Gyp, they all got the runs there.
Well, I shall cry out against the runs at Nineveh. I shall say,
yes.
Montezuma's revenge is upon you. Repent. Repent. Say the kidney, repent.
But a great fear came upon Jonah. And he did not depart hence to Nineveh. Instead, Jonah, fearing the wrath of God, decided to leave Balaam. And fearing the wrath of his wife, he left her too. And he went hence to the port of Joppa to seek passage to Tarshish.
Breakers ahead!
Climbing up one of the mooring ropes, I spied a stranger.
Hello, Shaley. Is this the way to the first-class cabins?
Why?
I am a first-class stowaway. Thank you for hailing me off my ship. Oh, there was sharp infested teeth, I couldn't. It done my humility a pile of bird, and it squared all my brockles.
Here, one moment. Is that not a ticket that you are holding for a journey to Tarshish? Paid for by the Bellum Social Security?
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
Well, Jonah, this entitles you to work your passage.
I love working my passage. I have been betrayed by the Bellum Social Security.
Right, you lover. Get below.
Cast off forward! Cast off aft!
What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't write this stuff. I just says it.
Hello, Taylor. I said, giving him the Duke of Edinburgh Award for not putting your foot in it abroad. Thank you, Lone Trapper.
You're nice, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, get away. Listen, I am very nice.
Yeah, be careful of him, sailor. He got a government health warning stitched to the tail of his shirt.
Hooray, I say!
Oh, very nice, too.
Well done, Captain.
Aye, I am a well done Captain.
Oh.
Thank you. We only forgot one thing.
Yes, to go on board.
As they stood waiting for a laugh, the captain and Jonah... the captain and Jonah repaired to a dockside caff, where they repaired a dockside caff. Soon they had a flourishing business, repairing dockside caffs. One evening, a stranger came to them one evening as they caroused.
Are you leading me right, Jim lad?
Yes, come on, thank you. You must learn to trust me. You have mixed too long with rude sailors.
What was that?
Don't worry, it's one of us.
Oh, thank God for
that. This way, blind Hugh.
Oh, give me your hand there.
That's not it.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Jew.
All right, here.
That night, after Jim Hawkins had dried Blind Pew out in a spin fire. They made their way to the repaired calf.
Jonah, give me your hand. Jonah!
Here, Blind Pew.
Oh, you startled me. Let's shake hands on this meeting.
Ow! Blind Pew has given me the black spot. Am I doomed?
The same doom that drove me blind. It's all true, you know.
I was fascinated.
Yes.
As Chris Langham.
He did.
Gave the year's first impression of Brian Blessing.
Bad living never frightened me, lad. You find your own way home.
This isn't Blind Pew.
Yes. Give me back those sweets.
In the giving of me, the black spot, have you eternally damned me?
Look, I'm just looking for a good night out, sunshine.
I'm your man.
I'm sorry you took it the wrong way.
Oh.
You meet some funny people, don't you, when you're out?
Not on this show, you don't. Listen, what does the black spot mean, Blunt, you?
It don't mean nothing. It's just a bit of black cardboard.
Oh, then why did you give it to me, Blunt, you?
Look, mate, if you can't take a bit of black cardboard in the right spirit, that's not my concern. Stopping. Stopping the music and upsetting everybody, I'm going somewhere else.
And so Blind Pew disappeared into the night, seeking a funnier show. He found it with George Chisholm and his Gentlemen of Jazz. Thank you. Jonah, fearing the wrath of Gnod, took passage on a ship bound for Tarshish.
Right to the And a mighty storm overtook the ship, so that the captain and the crew, having prayed to no avail and in terror for their souls, sought out Jonah, who lay asleep in the hold. Do my throat it.
Wake up, Jonah. We've thrown all your zeds overboard to lighten our vessel. Yet still we are in danger of foundering.
Well, throw the ship overboard as well.
Look, sailor, we've got a full force 10 out there. No messing. It's a wild night.
Get away, get away.
I've ladded 3 pairs of tights already, so get praying.
I'm not going to play for 3 pairs of ladded tights. I can hold him. God is angry with me because I will not go to Nineveh.
Ahoy, mate.
Hello.
It's another one. Hello.
Hello. Who's he? What? I got the runs in Nineveh.
Oh, nice.
Montezuma's revenge. Oh, it really hit the fan.
I wonder why you were spotted.
This storm could be God's vengeance on you, Jonah. You're bringing us bad luck. Admit it, you are a Jonah! Jonah!
Yes, I am a Jonah. I've been Jonah, Jonah. In fact, wait for this, I'm a blood Jonah. Thank you. Take me up and throw me overboard, that the wrath of God be appeased and the storm shall cease.
One!
Two, three.
It's worked.
And the crew pulled Jonah back on board.
Throw him back again.
In the instant of the storm's decease, a mighty umpty-back whale swallowed Jonah whole and carried him to the bottom of the ocean.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. What are you doing in here?
Well, believe it or not, mate, I massage eggs without breaking them. Standing on one leg in a bath of custard.
Yes?
While whistling Ave Maria in Latvian.
Oh, I thought there wasn't much call for that kind of work.
There isn't. Oh, mate.
Here. What's that?
It's Moby Dick.
Oh, that must be painful.
He gets worried when the whaling ships get near.
But can't he take anything for it?
It's the Red Sea 3 times a day. He's got the Montezuma disease. Bad this time.
No, that was me this time.
Close,
I can't get away from it. I'll walk around a bit. I got rehoused by the council, mate. No, that's your line. No. Ian, now listen. Ian, how long have you been inside Moby Dick?
Well, I got rehoused by the council, mate. No, I just cleaned them off, it's a dick. Foolishly, I said I wanted to live in Wales.
Well, indiscernible answer because I can't read my own writing.
Oh, I wish I'd thought of saying that. I had a terrible place before.
Place?
Yes.
Well, there isn't much room in a place.
This is more of a flat. They promised me a bigger 3-bedroom.
Oh. And the producer said that wouldn't get enough.
May we? Attention, please. We are cruising at a depth of 17 fathoms and will shortly be surfacing for air. Please extinguish your passengers. We trust you have obtained all your purchases from the duty-free shop and that you will consider travelling by whale again. Thank you.
Who is that terrible actor?
Oh. That's Captain Ahab, mate. He's really got himself organised.
I'd like to see a whale getting on.
Oh, yes. I've seen him getting on, mate. Yeah. Hello?
Oh.
Oh, mate.
You wearing a truss?
No. Oh, we're going up. Stand by to regurgitate.
Right.
Mate. Oh, it's the depth charges.
Thank God, I thought it was you.
The rusty whalers.
They've got it as well.
Stand by to crash dive. Stand by to crash dive.
Oh, this is terrible. Why don't they leave the whales alone?
Alone, mate? Oh, what would a whale do with alone?
He could find the open Pacific Ocean.
The Russian whaling fleet forced Moby to the surface and killed him. They hauled a beautiful creature out of the sea and set to work on processing it. Sometime later, in a supermarket in Kilburn, a woman returned a tin of pet food and complained to the manager.
I can hear something inside.
I beg your pardon, madam.
Yeah, you listen to it. Hear that,
Can you hear me? This is Jonah on the puppet. You can't do this to me.
This is the new talking pet food menu.
Oh, that's nice.
Open this bleeding tin.
Please, moderate your language in that tin.
Bum. Is that moderate enough?
Look here, we have a consumer out here.
There's a consumer in here.
Come on, into my shopping bag you go and off we go.
What is your name, dear?
Mrs. Formaldehyde.
This is Mrs. Formaldehyde. I don't wish to abuse your hospitality.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen mine.
And so Mrs. Formaldehyde took the defective tin of pet food home and opened it. She instantly fell in love with Jonah and got rid of her cat. This may have provided a happy ending to our tale, but for the wrath of God, who was still annoyed that Jonah had taken so much from his tobacconist. Anyway, the upshot was that one night a call came through the letterbox of Mrs. Formaldehyde's residence.
Jonah, get thee to Nineveh and cry out against that wicked city.
Go back to sleep, Frederick.
Yay, I will go to Nineveh and cry out against that wicked city.
And thus Jonah went to Nineveh at last and did cry out against that wicked city, calling them to repentance.
Repent!
Hey, just a minute. Excuse me, why do you keep saying repent?
It's to repeat for those who didn't hear it the first time.
Oh.
Are you a Ninevite?
Here, Jimmy. I'm from Aberdeen.
We can still be friends.
We tried Torremolinos last year, didn't we, Hen? Aye. But we got the runs. The chicken runs. So we decided to try Nineveh this year.
Oh,
somebody open the window!
Let that be a lesson to you!
And so God sent Montezuma's revenge to Jonah in Nineveh. Fortunately, before I was stricken myself, I was able to cry out to George Chisholm, "Take it away, lads." The Milligan Papers, starring Spike Milligan with John Bluthal, Chris Langham, and John Antrobus, who also wrote the script. Announcements by Eugene Fraser, with music by George Chisholm and his Gentleman Jazz. The producer was Paul Sp-